general. Scanners are to ensure the possible ambush.
I have built as much myself. With me.
George! Take him out!
That looks like it fits.
Roger, General.
Oh, and Commander, do bring in the comms unit. It's time for a broadcast.
Today on Hacker Public Radio, we'll learn how to have more than just a wee bit of fun with the Nintendo Wiimote.
Hey, I am Morgellon, the low-tech mystic, and you... Well, you, my friends, would be listening to another fine episode of Hacker Public Radio. And today, we're going to be discussing the basics of connecting a Nintendo Wiimote to a computer running Windows XP via Bluetooth. There's a lot of neat things that you can do with this. I've been really impressed with the level of things that you can do and the basic relatively ease. The only URL I'm going to give out in this episode of Hacker Public Radio is going to be wheelie.org, which is where I've basically pulled a lot of my information. They've got a wonderful wiki running there that has a whole lot of information on how to get this stuff running. They also are doing something rather interesting. They are collecting donations for a, basically I guess the correct term would be a prop for the first person to be able to get Linux running on a Wii without voiding the warranty. Basically, that means not cracking it open and soldering on fancy mod chips and doing that. They're talking about getting a USB hard drive or external media bay, something like that, and booting off of that, or something creative like that, but that basically you're not cracking it open and obviously voiding the warranty. So right now they've got $147, but it'd be interesting to see how far that goes and who gets it and nothing else. Hey, you know, it's kind of neat. You can get some money for getting Linux to run on a Wii. So definitely check that out. But right now we're going to talk about Windows XP. Please reserve the throwing of rotten vegetables until the end of the episode. Thank you. But if you want to go to hackerpublicradio.org, you can find a list of all the links and all the source code that we're going to be discussing in this episode. So you're not going to listen to me ramble on about URLs. You're just going to listen to me ramble. Excellent. So basically, if you have a computer, you have Windows XP, you have Bluetooth capability, whether natively or with a dongle, and you have a Nintendo Wiimote, you are ready to roll. The first thing you are going to need to do is you're going to need to go to hackerpublicradio.org, and you're going to need to go to this episode's show notes, and you are going to click on the links, and you are going to first go to the Wheelie Wiki, which is going to discuss getting the Wiimote to work as a mouse in Windows XP. And basically, it's going to tell you to install a few programs. Basically, it recommends that you install Blue Soleil, which is a Bluetooth program that works very nicely on Windows from what I've used so far of it. I'm very glad that they recommended it. It's very nice and easy to get all your devices to work, and it's just rather impressive as far as how it scans and does other neat things. It kind of reminds me of Linux on the command line. So it's all that, but it was still kind of impressive to see on Windows XP nonetheless, and it makes everything easy to sync up your Wiimote with the computer. Once you have used Blue Soleil's free program, or well, it's shareware, and then you can buy it or whatnot, but anyway, once you've used Blue Soleil's program to sync
the Nintendo Wiimote with your Windows XP computer, please reserve the throwing of vegetables until the end of the episode. Once you've got that all going, you're going to need to install a program called GlovePi. Pi stands for, I think it was Program Interface Emulator. Basically, it's a program that was developed for mapping out keystrokes and things like that with virtual reality gloves. If you ever listened to any of my episodes of Ninja Night School Radio, there were a few episodes where I talked about ordering and getting a P5 Data Glove, which was this kind of little cheap, rinky-dink virtual reality glove that I used this weird-looking IR sensor stand to track the data and stuff like that. And it was a neat little glove. It was really cheap, so I had fun playing with it. But this is a program that lets you write scripts and macros and a lot of neat things that you can do with the glove and stuff like that. And also, they have tweaked it and developed it to work with the Nintendo Wiimote. And the very nice thing is that you you follow the link in the show notes and you download the zip of GlovePi 3.0. And once you unzip that folder, it's going to have your GlovePi EXE. GlovePi EXE. And it's also going to have, there's going to be a text file that is documentation. And that is a wonderful file. It's got all the basic stuff you need to know for working with GlovePi or GlovePi. And what commands do what, and basically how to get started. I'm not a coding expert, but the documentation was enough for an inexperienced coder as myself. Sorry, excuse me. Please reserve the vegetables until the end of the episode. Thank you. But it basically allowed a very inexperienced coder as myself to read through the documentation, and it's fairly simple, or at least to me it was, how it was working. And I guess because I'm working with robots right now, and that this the Wiimote basically is using a Cartesian coordinate mapping system, which basically means it has an X, Y, and Z coordinate grid system, much like a CNC machine and other such devices. But anyway, rambling. Please reserve the throwing of rotten vegetables and eggs until the end of this episode. So the next step, once you have your Wiimote synced up via Bluetooth, Blue Soleil, however, and GlovePi running, is that you're going to copy the script that is beneath all the instructions there, which is the bare minimum basic instructions for getting the Wiimote to work as a mouse on your computer, which is really neat. And the basic way this works is you're going to copy the text, the code that is on the page there, and then you're going to paste that into GlovePi, and then you're going to click, and you're going to tilt the Wiimote up and down to move the mouse up and down, and you're going to twist it side to side. So you're going to like turn it, you're going to roll the Wiimote, whatever. You're going to roll that bastard. Roll that bastard, roll. You're going to roll that bastard home, because it's a Wiimote bastard, yeah. How many times did I just say bastard? Oh, fuck. Okay, so, but yeah, you move the Wiimote up and down to move the mouse up and down, and you twist it or roll the Wiimote side to side, and instead of actually moving it side to side to get the mouse to move side to side. And it's, for the most part, it probably needs a little bit of tweaking. Each Wiimote is a little bit different as far as how it's calibrated and how it's going to work with your computer. So you'll definitely need to go in and tweak with the code a little bit. And this is a fun time for somebody who's maybe never missed with any code to go in and maybe have a chance to learn some code. This is a very easy kind of system to go in, and especially if you're kind of quote-unquote reverse engineering, if you're listening to Hacker Public Radio, then, you know, this is a little bit of reverse engineering. You're going to have the code from the make the Wiimote work as a mouse, and you can go in, and what it does when you actually run it, it shows in the debug window, which will be at the top of right-hand corner of Glove Pie. Glove Pie. Lovely. Please reserve the throwing of rotten fruit and vegetables plus eggs until the end of this episode. Thank you. But basically, it's at the top right-hand corner in the debug window of Glove Pie. It's going to show you the values for the XYZ of the Wiimote, so you can actually watch those values change as you swing the Wiimote around and kind of get an idea for, what these values should be. And as you look through the code, if you spent just a little bit of time looking through the documentation, you can easily match up what's going on in the documentation, so you don't really need to be a code ninja or a code master. You just be able to kind of be a matching ninja, find what's going on in the mouse code there, and basically match it up with the documentation in the Glove Pie folder, and basically, boom, if you can match, then you can figure out what's going on there, and it's fairly simple. So if you want to calibrate your Wiimote, if it's a little bit off, for example, when I first ran my Wiimote as a mouse program, my Wiimote wanted to go to the top and to the left just a little bit, but it always just slammed up to the top of the window. So basically I had to calibrate, and what I did to calibrate is I laid it flat on its belly with the A button facing up straight in the air. I guess that's obvious if you have a Wiimote. But anyway, what you're going to do is you're going to see, once you run the program with the Wiimote laying on its belly, you're going to see the debug values for the XYZ coordinates. And then you can use that going into the code to set that as your, basically, a reference point. In robotics, we would call it your home point. So, but basically this is your starting point from where the Wiimote is going to be. So if you were, say, naturally going to be holding the Wiimote at a, say, 90 degree angle, then you would want to, say how you're holding the Wiimote naturally as your home point, or as your starting point for where you're using as the calibration. But if you want to lay it flat on its belly, or however you're going to be holding, that's how you want to calibrate this little monkey. And then once you've got that going, it's kind of neat. You can play around with the values, the twist, the roll, and the different values, and see how that changes the speed. And right there, hey, you just got a little coding experience. And if you're a coding ninja, then it'll be really easy to jump in this and tweak around and have a little bit of fun with. And speaking of having a little bit of fun, the neatest thing that I found, I actually got this working today at school. I have a 2-hour break in between classes at college, and so I spent that time today working on the Wiimote, and there is a script. There'll be a link to the show notes. It is the Wii Saber. And basically what this does is it maps out the keys on the Wiimote to play a sound effects through the computer speakers of a lightsaber. And it reacts to you swinging it around, and it's really neat. And if you listen to the beginning of this episode, basically what you heard there was me tweaking out, having fun with my Wiimote. Basically what I did is I brought the laptop out into the car, and I hooked the headphone jack up to the stereo, and I turned down the internal mic on the laptop down really low, and I turned stereo up really loud, and I swung the Wiimote around and the Wii Saber script running and screamed and had a good time and made a neat little intro. And basically that's how that worked. But basically, if you follow the link in the show notes, all you need to do is copy and paste that code, and boom, you are, well, actually, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and just save the .pie or whatever the Glove program is, or the Glove Pie program, and you can just download that file and check that out, and you'll really like it. It also, there comes with a sound package that is actually, how you're generating the sound effects from the lightsaber and all that. So you'll need to install that into the Basically, it'll be a zip file, and you'll need to unzip that and put it in the Wiimote scripts directory and make sure that in your code it matches up with where you have the folder directed. And as long as you have the WiiSaber script saved in the Wiimote folder, and then you have the lightsaber sound effects saved in the Wiimote scripts folder, you should be okay. And basically, once you have that unzipped and you run the program, you press for the trigger button, and that's going to turn on your lightsaber, and you can swing it around, and it'll have cool swooshing motions, and you can hold down the trigger, and it makes the sound effect of lightsabers clashing upon lightsabers or another effect. And then if you hold down the down button on the D-pad while you swing it around, it makes the sound effect of, or at least in my mind, reflecting lasers from the lightsaber, like they would do. So it's basically a lot of fun. The A button is what quits the program, or it doesn't quit the program, but it closes, or quote unquote, closes the lightsaber. However you want to say that. But the sound effects and everything is just really fun. And like I said, I was messing with this today at call in my break in between classes. And I was sitting in the break room, and I got it working while I was sitting in the break room. And I started swinging it around before I looked up from being hunched over my laptop. And after I had swung it around and made lots of noise as a lightsaber and the Wiimote, I looked up and the break room was apparently full because it was break in between the classes, and so everybody was staring at me because I'm, you know, making lightsaber noises and waving around a Wiimote. So, for the most part, everybody was pretty cool. Nobody, like, threw rotten fruit, vegetables, or rotten eggs in my general direction. So general victory is considered in such situations. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I had a couple guys from the electronics and the graphics program that came over and, like, you know, were like, "Hey, dude, what the hell do you have going on?" And so you know, I showed them my setup and let them play around with the Wiimote, swing it around, and, you know, the WiiSaber. And all that good fun. So it was really cool. And I'll have to say, this is just a really fun thing to get set up. And it's not really super awesome as far as in it's going to change your life. But it's something that's really easy to do, and it's really fun, that just makes you smile. And it's something that doesn't take very long to set up, that you can, you know, take your laptop over to your buddies with your remote and be like, "Hey, dude, check this out," you know, and you know, and it's guaranteed smiles, and it's just really neat. And it's also a perfect example of, in my mind, what hacking really is. Hacking isn't about stealing credit cards or hurting individuals or taking advantage of people. It's about doing creative things. It's almost like an artist, but with technology. So it's got a different twist. And in a way, it's much like what we're doing with the Wiimote in this episode. And we're taking a device that's made to be a video game controller, and we're making it into a computer mouse and into a lightsaber, and basically doing things that it's not designed to do. And that's really neat. And in my mind, that's a whole lot that just emphasizes and has the hacker spirit. So that's why I've decided to share this with you today. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Hacker Public Radio. I hope if you guys have a Wiimote, you check this out. And if you don't, think about it. You know, a Bluetooth dongle, you know, maybe $40. Wiimote, I got mine used. I think I paid $30 for it, and it came with a nice little rubber grip, so when I smack people with it, it doesn't damage my Wiimote. So that way I can still bust people around with it, and it doesn't hurt my Wiimote, because I don't want to smack somebody upside the head and then have to go buy a new Wiimote. You know, you need usability. I need to be able to smack multiple people. And in case the zombie invasion ever happens, it'd be really cool to run around with my laptop for however long the battery lasts and smack zombies on the head, lightsaber style. But anyway, I think it's about time, so that you, those of you in the listening audience that may have collected rotten fruit, vegetables, and or eggs, you may feel free to ready your ammunition. Once again, thanks for listening. You guys out there, think about it. It's maybe, say, max $70, $80 investment if you don't have a Bluetooth or a Wiimote, assuming you have a computer in Windows XP. It's really easy to set up and going, and it's just really fun to show off, and it's really fun to see the reaction from people when, you know, you sit down with your computer and whip out the Wiimote, and then all of a sudden it's making lightsaber sound effects, and you're zipping around, and it's really neat, and it's really fun. So, nevertheless, I'm going to end this up. Thanks for listening, and you guys have a great day. And tune in tomorrow for another excellent episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.